Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Skincare with Friends.
Hello, and welcome to Skincare with Friends. My name is Mia Patton, and this
I'm Natalie. with a new headset, which is completely noise-cancelling. This is very off-putting. So I just want to apologise to all listeners who've been listening to us in lockdown, because clearly we weren't set up for from an audio perspective. So I always sound like I'm going, like, broadcasting from a toilet on the moon. And you sound fine.
Here's Natalie. She's calling from down the well. And
So I'm hoping that this sounds better.
It's going to be amazing. Yeah, for sure.
We decided this week to talk about caring for one's neck.
Because we haven't talked about it before, really, have we?
And we don't. I bang on about it personally quite a lot because it's something that I've definitely seen a difference in my neck in the last 5 years. Totally. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
Have you seen a difference in yours, like elasticity-wise?
My neck and my jawline, the little jowly pouchy bits either side of my chin.
Oh, yeah. It's really bad, isn't it? But I was just talking to my mum earlier and I was looking at her and thinking, we've got similar shape faces. So I know. Do you look like your mum?
A bit, yeah. Yeah. She's got a bit. I look more like my dad, to be honest. But yeah.
Oh, do you? Yeah. I look like my dad, but with my mum's face shape. But, you know, you can see then what your future holds, pretty much. And I don't know, is your mum being careful about looking after her skin?
No. I'm like, are you using your sunscreen? And she goes, yes, I do. But I gave, you know, I was like, oh, I'll try out the Ultra-Wrist face fluid. This stuff is really nice. It's really like light. And she gets the tiniest little bit, dabs it very. Yeah, like a sort of three little dabs on her upper face, you know, definitely not two fingers worth, more like, you know, a fingernail's worth of sunscreen across her face. So, no, she doesn't look after her skin at all, really. God love her.
I think my mum's always worn hats. So she's probably not slathered her face in SPF, but she's always worn hats.
That's good.
Which is fine. But yeah, it's not great. And like, I don't know if you've noticed, but this British sun seems, because we don't see loads of it, when we do feel it, to me, it feels really quite strong. Yeah. It feels stronger.
Totally. Yeah. It's quite aggressive, isn't it?
Obviously, it is aggressive and it's definitely stronger than when we were kids.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, it's hard to know, isn't it? It's hard to remember what it felt like. But I would just run around naked the entire time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Constantly naked, constantly brown.
Yeah. That sounds horrible now. Really, really scary. Like, oh God, no.
Yeah, I know. And even my daughter now, like, she really picks up colour like straight away. So I'll slather in factor 50, but she'll just go this, and it is a beautiful colour. You don't want to say that, do you? Like when they're tanning. When they're five. They're like, oh my God, how is this happening when you've got like full hat on, full body coverage, and yet
it's genetic.
I'm tanning.
It's purely genetic. Because like Mary, my middle one, she's white as a piece of paper. And you know, she goes out in the sun and she'll just get a bit red. I'm covering her in sunscreen, but she looks pink. Yeah. Hopefully that's just the heat.
But
Iris, the baby, she's got like little sort of tan line almost. I'm like, how the hell? What?
It's weird, but then your colouring is quite like, so you're, I would say you're a light olive.
Yeah.
Did I
tell you about my genes?
Oh no, tell me about your genes.
Because I had my 23andMe checked thing,
the
chromosome thing. Yeah. And I am 99.9% British. 0.1% Bengal Indian.
Whoa, 0.1.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I find really odd, because somebody must have had an affair with an Indian man a really long time ago.
An Indian woman?
No, I don't think that could be the case, you know, for that tiny little bit of genes.
That is so cool.
Yeah. Because then if it was an Indian woman, the rest of the family wouldn't be British like that, you know?
Yeah. That's really cool. Like,
yeah.
I got one for my dad, but it was the wrong one. It wasn't 23andMe. It was like an ancestry one.
Oh, really, yeah, it's different. Yeah.
The genetic stuff, not the sort of family tree shit. But there's definitely like a group of people in Wales who are really dark. Like, I think of Tom Jones. American people don't believe that he is white. Trying to tell my friends in America, I was like, oh, you know, Tom Jones is Welsh. She was like, yeah, but the black guy? I was like, no, he's not black.
No, yeah.
he's from Jones.
Where's he from? Port Talbot.
Pontypridd,
of course, yeah. Yeah.
But my dad looks the same. He's really, really dark. But my sister's really fair, and I go dark.
Yeah.
Purdy's the same. Like, the Italian side of her is really pale. Like, Hayden's quite fair.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, like, fair-skinned and blue-eyed Italians.
Yeah. It's strange, Naples. Isn't it? Because I could have sworn there'd be some Southern European genes, because my dad is so dark.
Your dad definitely looks, Southern European, for sure. Like, Sicilian or,
Yeah, I was really shocked. Oh, we're not. We're nothing, pretty much nothing other than British. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So it's British, but a little bit
disappointing.
It is disappointing. I got to get mine done. How much does it cost?
It was 150 quid.
Oh, cool. How long did it take to do?
It took weeks. It took quite a long time to come back with the actual full report of everything.
What's really fascinating about 23andMe is obviously in recent news times, it's been used to solve quite a few crimes, especially the East Area Rapist one, the famous one.
I know.
So it'd be really great if you got a knock at the door and were like, there's a cousin of yours.
I would be, you know, if I'm related to any murderers, I'm very up for sorting that out and getting
sorry
in trouble.
Sorry for dumping you in, guys.
Not sorry.
Actually, and also closer to home, that's the Lynette White case. He got done by genetics test, I'm sure.
Really?
And he was not even a suspect, that guy.
Really? Oh, that's good. Well, it's good that these people are getting caught.
Yeah, like 40 years after the fact.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
For anyone who's not aware, the Lynette White case, it's really fascinating. There's a really amazing BBC Sounds podcast called Shreds.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever listen to it?
No,
Nate?
I haven't. No, I need
it's
to listen to that.
It's a six-parter, but it was basically the biggest miscarriage of justice in British history.
Oh, I need to know more about that. That sounds fascinating.
It is incredible. It's incredible. They even had the Reverend Al Sharpton, who's a really famous American civil rights activist, flew over here to march for the Cardiff Five, because basically they just got five innocent black men and put them in jail.
Oh, no.
That then became the Cardiff Three, because two of them were either exonerated or there wasn't enough evidence.
Yeah.
Boys from Cardiff Bay who had nothing to do with it.
Jesus.
So it's a really, really fascinating case. And Lynette White was a sex worker who was murdered in Cardiff Bay in the early 80s or mid 80s. Yeah. But
I remember
hearing
about it at the time. Anyway, this has nothing to do with next. Sorry about that.
Let's talk about next. We were just talking about genetics, and that's why we went totally off topic.
My mother's neck is wrinkly. She goes out in the sun. Genetics. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Genetics. I've definitely noticed movement in my neck. And it's not the sort of horizontal lines for me. It's the vertical lines that seem looser. So under the chin, going all the way down.
Past they call them turkey bands. Which is
cool, sexy. Yeah. Just another thing we've got to look forward to as women approaching, an age.
Yeah. Because do men worry about their necks? I don't know if they do.
No, they got beards for that, haven't they?
Yeah. Just get some neck hair.
They just hide a multitude of sins, doesn't it, beards? They can automatically increase your attractiveness by 100%.
By doing nothing.
Yeah, just growing a beard.
I know, we can't grow beards. I wish I could grow a beard. I think that would look quite fetching. Yeah.
I do, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, so what are we going to talk about then, Nee?
So neck skincare, improving the appearance of your neck kind of thing, because skincare will only go so far in the neck department.
Okay.
So I did a little poll on our Instagram. I think it was 73% of people who answered said they were, you know, they were concerned about their neck appearance. And
that's interesting.
Yeah. So I think it's, you know, aside from the under eye area, it's like the first place where you start to notice aging in your head and face.
So, okay.
Yeah. So it's one of those places that people start to notice that they're getting older first.
I also think that tech neck has played a big part in that though as well, is that the number of people, I think basically the signs of aging on a neck are going to be showing in women.
I don't know if I believe
late
that.
20s, early, I do. I definitely do. Because the amount of time I do spend looking down at my phone.
Yeah.
And then I become really aware of it and like sit up and fix and correct my posture. But do you not believe that?
I don't think I do. I don't think it's going to make that much difference to the age. I don't know. Like definitely to the your neck pain. Like you might get pain in your neck because you're sitting at this sort of angle all the time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm going to come on to that because I did a bit of research about whether it was real.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so as you get into your late 30s, you might well start to see the jawline becoming less firm. You get some pouching in your jowl area. There's this thing called the pre-jowl notch, which is like sort of two notches next to your chin.
I think I have.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And you don't really have that when you're younger. Your jawline is sort of smooth all the way along. You might notice there's something called the cervicomental angle. So if you look at your face in profile, the angle from your jaw to your neck should be about 90 to 100 degrees. If you're young and attractive.
So, great.
Yeah.
And ain't there now.
So, you know, that might start to change as you get older. And yeah, the thing is about the neck is that it's got lots of structures in it that change its appearance. So it's not as easy as just sorting out your skin because there's also the fat underneath. There's like fibrous tissue that starts to go. There's a muscle layer. There's a big sheet of muscle that runs across your neck called the platysma. So that's, you know, you kind of like tense your neck and you get those bands that come down. That's the platysma sort of bunching up.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've Mine's also very got bandy.
That's normal. Don't worry.
Like Didi Barlow.
Yeah. She's like the first person you think of. Deirdre Barlow was in a soap called Coronation Street in the 90s, 80s.
I think she must have had some really tense storylines because that's why everyone remembers her neck, because she was constantly like clenching, I guess.
Acting and clenching.
Shouting at her husband, Ken, for just having an affair all the time. And he was like the world's most boring man, but he was just a shagger, wasn't he, Ken?
Yeah, Ken Barlow, because he was so attractive.
His son is a really good actor, by the way, on another tangent. Yeah, he's really good.
Oh, my God.
We don't want the Barlow neck.
No. No. The strong platysma that starts to sort of form these bands that look unattractive as we get older. Also, there's saliva glands under your jaw. And as we age, our jawbone starts to shrink as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So
cool. We've got it all going on for us then, haven't we?
Yeah. Yeah. So for the causes of this kind of degradation of our necks are gravity and time, just getting older, sun damage, smoking, and then some people have suggested that there might be something called tech neck. And so I try to search for it. Obviously, there's not a lot of articles, like research about neck aging. For some reason, scientists don't perceive it as important, which is a bit annoying for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's an article in the Daily Mail called "Screens Put Years on You. Computer Face is Giving Women Jowls and Lines." So that's a headline in a newspaper.
Right. let's just preface that by saying...
it's not a newspaper.
I wouldn't wipe my bottom on the Daily Mail, but there we go.
It's not a very good newspaper.
Nor should you. but there we go.
Yeah.
It's turned into the National Enquirer. It's really turned into some really sort of paranoid... right-wing.
I've never read it.
It's bad. It's not good.
Yeah.
Okay, so she says the doctor, Dr. Praga,
is a man. He's a male man.
Okay.
Doctor they got a doctor who has a practice near Harley Street to comment on the thing that is happening to women all over the world, apparently. So this doctor, this is what he has to say about tech neck. So the women I am seeing at the moment have only been using computers at work for the last decade or so. But women in their 20s have grown up with them and use them for every single task. It will be completely different for them. I think the problem is going to be much, much worse in 10 years. They could be looking quite awful.
Scream.
Yeah. So he thinks that, you know, women at the moment look bad, but women in their 20s are going to look even worse.
Cool. So what's he selling?
So he's selling Botox.
Cool.
Yeah. Dr. Praga says there are several simple steps which could stave off computer face, such as taking regular screen breaks and stretching the neck muscles. And of course, there's always Botox, which he does in his clinic.
Of course.
Yeah. So I looked at his website. And in his About Me bit, he says that he's a staunch believer in homeopathy. So I don't believe anything he says, therefore.
So he uses homeopathic Botox.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. He uses Botox.
Botox, yeah.
Because homeopathy doesn't work.
Okay, so he likes to scare people into buying his Botox. Okay, fine. But you've looked at another article.
Yeah.
On so Dazed Beauty.
Dazedbeauty.com. I don't know what that is. But yeah, I was just trying to find out if there were any other opinions from dermatologists or, you know, people who see a lot of necks every day. And so from this article from dazedbeauty.com, dermatologist Stephanie Williams remains uncertain. It is true that after repeated creasing of the skin in a specific area, the crease will eventually edge itself into the skin and become more permanent over time. But I'm not sure whether there really is a significant increase in neck wrinkles from working more on digital screens these days, although I guess the theory is possible. Yeah, because my children have a wrinkle running across their neck.
Yeah.
It's just from looking down. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it is. I was just thinking of like maybe loss of elasticity more rather than the actual you know, horizontal lines.
Yeah. You know, I don't think there's anything we could do about it because we're not going to ever stop looking at our phones, are we? Let's face it.
Yeah, we'll just have to look up.
Also, you know, if say 30 years ago we didn't look at our phones, we looked at books.
Yeah.
So,
and there's a point that you are going to get onto. I don't know if it's by the same woman who said that I think these things aren't worse problems. We're just more aware of them because we are looking at ourselves a lot more.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see people. I don't know if you probably don't have many Zoom or Teams or, you know, meetings like that, but I have a lot. So once I've finished checking myself out and then I check everyone else out and they're all checking themselves out. So I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you know, it's time to do something because I'm just looking at my own face and it ain't good.
That's not nice. That's not a nice thing to do all day, is it?
No, no, definitely not.
No. No, so yeah, so another a consultant plastic surgeon and skin specialist at the Mackindoe Centre, a lady called Silva Kumar, points out that the rise in selfie culture means that people are scrutinising themselves much more than they used to, and social media certainly contributes to a desire to improve physical appearance. I believe the trend is more to blame for the rise in tech neck, as people are just noticing their wrinkles more than they used to, and babies are born with neck wrinkles, so it's unlikely that they are caused by the use of tech. Yeah
Okay, fair enough.
I don't think I'm that worried about it, because there's no point either, because I'm still going to look at my phone. I don't want to feel bad about it, so
I think we're made to feel bad about it anyway.
Yeah.
So it's just another
Let's just not.
Reason. Yes, exactly.
Let's just enjoy it.
Quite.
So
what are we going to do about it then?
Yeah. So it's not, there's no easy answer. It's a bit unsatisfyingly complicated, to be honest. I'm sorry about that. Because, you know, we'd like to be able to just put something on our necks and everything will get better quite quickly, but that's not going to happen. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so,
fine.
Yeah, so you just think about what you're trying to achieve with your neck and what you want to improve about it, and then sort of go from there. So, you know, you might, if you've got a skin problem, like your skin is crepey, then skincare will work for that. Or lines, skincare is good for that. If it's saggy, then you might think about something that will tighten it up.
Okay. So
something like a clinical treatment. Did you have something for your neck? Did you have a neck treatment? You didn't, did you?
No, she cancelled me in the end.
Oh.
She didn't book me. So I was going to get microdermabrasion, I think.
Mm. Okay.
But I didn't in the end. But actually just my Casey facial that I had, that really improved neck, only because it tightened up the jawline area, pulled everything up.
Yeah.
And that had a visible and immediate effect, but obviously it's temporary. I think probably if you have a course of 5 or 6, the results could possibly be into the months.
Yeah.
But as a one-off, if you're going out for a night out and you want to look great, I couldn't recommend it enough.
Casey
I have to say
facial. Yeah, that sounds cool.
Really, really damn good. So we're talking then, if you've got crepey skin, mottled and lined skin, then topical treatments would work okay.
Yeah. Yes.
But you're saying more like radio frequency or oil therapy if your skin is actually starting to sag already.
So I'll go into all of these little things in a minute.
Okay.
Your jawline can be improved with fillers. I've got to admit, I did put a little bit of fillers in my own jawline, which I'm not, obviously it's a really bad idea. Nobody else do that. That's terrible.
But you're allowed to do it.
Yeah, I'm trained to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't just like find some filler off the back of a beautician's bus and to start injecting her face with it.
You know what? I don't think I'd do it again, even though it was free and I knew what I was doing. It made me feel, I felt quite nervous. And I was like, this isn't the right thing to do. And I know it's not.
Really? Why? Why did it make you feel nervous?
Because you can't assess depth and angle the same way in your own face. Mm-hmm. It's not the same at all. You don't have the same feel. And it felt like the wrong thing to do. And it is.
What were the effects?
It was good. It sort of smoothed out. You know, I was saying about those sort of notches, the sulcus next to your chin. It just sort of brought those out a little bit to just make my jawline smoother going along. And it looks nice. Looked nice.
Okay. Good.
I would recommend that to a friend. Yeah.
Okay.
And I've done it for patients as well, and it works quite well.
Okay. And then for the bandy Barlow, as we discussed before.
For the stringy neck. Yeah.
Stringy neck. You would say Botox is the best way.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Wicked for that.
Okay. And then double chins, you say have a look at Kybella treatment.
Yeah, so Kybella, sort of fat-dissolving injections.
Okay.
Yeah. I haven't done them myself. I don't know anyone who's had them done.
You don't have a double chin?
No, I don't, no. No, it's not. That's not my problem. It's more of like a sort of turkey neck situation. Charming. A charming...
I think I'm going to start doing face yoga, which is probably too little too late right now. But as you say, prevention is key, isn't it? So if you are young, protect your neck. The Wu-Tang Clan did a whole song about it.
Were they talking about sunscreen? Were they really?
I'd love it if they were. I think it just meant look after yourself. But, you know, we can take that anthem.
Because it's a vulnerable area.
Yeah, we can take that anthem and say, Method Man, thank you for looking out for us. But yeah, protect your neck. So sunscreen, like now.
Yeah.
Stop smoking and put antioxidants on it. Okay, fine.
Yeah, totally. Topical skincare. Let's start with that. We'll go into that now. Mm-hmm. So I put the little post about the neck onto our Facebook group. I think, you know, a couple of people responded, and one of them was like, well, the only thing I know is that you can't put tretinoin on your neck.
I beg to differ.
Yeah. I'm like, no, I know. I'm sure I can. I know I am. So I can.
I don't know how you found it, but listeners, the purging is real with tretinoin on your neck.
Sore.
And I mean real. I mean, I had red, angry, inflamed, peeling patches for over a week. It was really, really bad. And now it's great. Now it itches if I don't put it on.
But
no, it's like, give me.
Yeah.
But I have to say, the after the purging's set aside, I don't know how you feel about it, but I feel the effects are so visible very, very quickly. For me, it's had a quite a marked effect on my neck.
Yeah. Tretinoin. It turns back time, basically, doesn't it?
It just really does. But you pay for it. Well, I don't know. I did. You might not.
I don't remember. I remember it being sore. I think I was just, and then I just started putting it on over the top of moisturizer.
Right.
And I use it every day now, and there's no problem at all.
Yeah.
You just got to get through that sore bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also, unfortunately, with tretinoin, things always look worse before they look better, because your skin looks more crepey, like it does around the eye. Like if I've been going overboard, it does look a tiny bit crepey with a tretinoin. So I usually just either make a sandwich between moisturizers, or I just buffer it with moisturizer on top if it's going to do that. And then it just sorts itself out. But on the neck,
make
for
a sandwich. I was like,
what? Yeah.
So she make goes a sandwich. Downstairs and makes a sandwich. Right. Yeah, no.
Take my mind off it.
Sandwiches are good. Great. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I was like, oh, right. You put moisturizer on, then the tret, then another layer of moisturizer. You don't go downstairs and make yourself a ham sandwich.
I do that as well in the dark, obviously, because the tretinoin is, you know, sensitive. But yeah, no, I do that.
You put a bucket on your head, go downstairs, make a ham sandwich.
Yeah. Have a drink and then, go to bed. Yeah. So, yeah, tretinoin is fine. Just go carefully.
Yes.
Then we talk about neck, which is NIOD or NIOD's famous neck elasticity catalyst. Catalyst?
Yeah, I think so. Or complex.
Something.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with catalyst. I love it.
Yeah, me too.
But it is a 3 times a year purchase for me.
It is expensive. At most.
Because it's so expensive. It's £50.
Yeah.
But that is probably for 50 mil, and you can get either a 70 or a 100 mil, can't you?
Yeah. So it's probably 70 something quid, is it?
70 or quid. I love it. It's got such a thick, comforting, balmy texture. And again, it has an immediate effect for me on very... like you said, the top layer of your skin, really. Mm. I don't use it religiously either. I know you said you haven't. I kind of wish I could afford to. And I kind of, I put it around the eye area as well.
You do. It goes a long way, I find.
It does go a really long way. I just put a little spatula in. Actually, speaking of spatulas and droppers, did you see what I tagged you in about the people?
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah, I did. I had a little look at that. Yeah, because I admitted that I was using, I still struggle with that flipping dropper from the FECC, the NIOD eye serum. Oh, was that what we're talking about? Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can't, I find that I can't get it onto a little tiny drop on my fingertip.
No.
Without touching my skin. Oh, and then, and then I was just putting it directly onto my eyelid, which is the wrong thing to do. So it's basically,
before you know it, you've used
do as I say, don't do it as I do. Yeah, exactly.
It's so basically, they did they put what was, I guess, left of the product into petri dishes.
Yeah. So who was this?
In fact, I tagged the wrong person. It was the person that reposted it. So she wasn't even the original poster. I'll tell you right now who it was. It's fascinating. But basically, when you see a lot of influencers and people like sexily dragging a pipette across their faces with product, advertising gleefully that their products are clean, they'll be anything but. So it is All About Skin Studio. She's an esthetician and she is a really great, no bullshit esthetician. So yeah, all About Skin Studio. I think she's based in England. And yeah, they were saying that, give me one good reason why I should not drag the pipette across my face. Yeah, why I shouldn't let the dropper touch my face. We did an experiment. 3 drops of product from the droppers were added to petri dishes and left to incubate. So one with the dropper that didn't touch the skin and one with a dropper that did, and the results are make you really want to be sick. So it was really, really gross. Samples were then incubated, and the results are really, really grim. So just don't do it, because it just, you're going to get loads of bacteria in your product and then on your face.
I kind of was hoping that the preservatives in the product would kill off the bacteria, but apparently not.
To a certain extent, they mightn't they? But that looked, I can't describe it. It looks foul, doesn't it?
How disappointing and disgusting.
Yeah, it was really gross. So anyway, yes, I love NEC. I don't actually know what NEC consists of, but knowing NEOD, it'll be something that is, again,
space age.
Space age and incredible.
Yes.
But I love it.
It is lovely. It's got a lovely sort of, it's full of silicone. There's loads of silicone in it, which, depends how you feel about silicone. I don't care really.
I don't care. And to me, it doesn't have a traditional silicone-y feel.
No.
Do you know what I mean? It feels more like a thick, comforting balm, almost like a Vaseline, really.
Yeah.
Rather than a straight silicone.
But it kind of melts into your skin a bit.
It really does. It's lovely. It's really nice to go to bed in.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a really sort of rich night balm.
How long do you reckon it would last you? I'm not very conservative with my measurements. I have to say, I slap everything on my face. I'm not very measured. So NEC, I got it for my birthday in April and I ran out of it about a month ago. So it didn't even last me 3 months.
Yeah, that's quite a lot. Yeah. Mine lasted me ages.
So I would listen to Nia and not me. I literally plastered it from my chin, probably to my tits and on my other eyelids. So that's why it didn't last me 3 months.
No, it's lush. But, because it's in a jar, maybe it shouldn't last you a really long time, because jar things do go off quicker.
Yeah, use a spatula and just clean the spatula. Just be really religious about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've brought the page up. Do you want me to read out what NEC by NIOD actually does and has.
Oh, yeah, please. Yes, yes.
So I love one of these NIOD descriptions. These technologies respect the elasticity protein. So these are pro-elastin and pro-elastin fiber technologies. They respect the elasticity protein or elastin and elastic fibers for a direct increase in the look of elasticity. Fundamental protein tetrapeptide, leontopodic acid, and plantamagicide phenylpropanoid complex. So that's okay. One of the technologies, I know, believe. So then we've got the unenzyme technologies. These technologies help to reduce the appearance of lax skin, which is generally caused by the key enzyme that breaks down elastin or elastase and progerin, a truncated protein that causes dysfunctional cellular aging. Okay. Please note that elastin is good and elastase is bad.
Right.
So these unenzyme technologies, that's a really complex way of describing it. So unenzyme technologies, amino complex of arginine, tryptophan, diphenylglycine, and a biocomplex of trifluoroacetylated tripeptide. Okay.
Okay.
So these are, so basically molecules that stop the enzyme that breaks down elastin. Cool. And then Okay. Density technologies. So these technologies work to increase the look of skin density as a secondary mechanism to support the look of viscoelasticity and reduce the appearance of persistent irregularities. Okay. So we've got circulatory push-pull biotechnology of caffeine, carnitine, and bitter ginger, and multi-stimulatory direct form hyaluronic acid. So I think those are just moisturizers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They just describe it in such a complicated way. It's so fun, yes. Though.
Yeah, it is fun. Yeah. And I love it. And I won't stop using it.
No, but so it's mainly, you know, it's about elasticity, this product.
Yeah.
So, and that's what you'll be lacking in the neck area. So it does make sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
Would you suggest any other topical cream then apart from that?
Not really. Like I read like the ingredients and blurbs of lots of different neck creams and I was just like, they're just moisturizers, it's bollocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just trying to sell you another moisturizer on top of your existing one that's got the word neck in it.
Okay.
But it doesn't seem to have anything special in it.
Yeah. So topical stuff just with obviously plenty of sunscreen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, you know, use whatever you normally use on your face and just take it down your neck. If your neck is dry, add like an oil or something on top of it just to get a bit of extra moisture. But yeah, you don't need anything magical. Tretinoin and SPF, the same as your face.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Brill. And then you talk a little bit about face yoga.
So. Yeah. So I haven't really done this. Have you?
I haven't, but I do follow a lady on Instagram who is a face yoga person.
Yeah.
She's got the most amazing face. I think she's in her 50s, but wow.
Yeah.
Just so angular. But is obviously it really taut? It is amazing. She's got an amazing face. But yeah, I mean, it's not loads. I seem to remember my mum doing them religiously when I was a child, like with the, you know, the lower jaw ones. Yeah. But I don't know. I guess you need to do like 20 minutes a day, 20, 30 minutes a day, do you think?
I just haven't got the energy.
I know. You just forget, don't you? Forget. Yeah. Okay. And then we're talking about devices, like at-home devices.
Yeah.
So
there's like, you know, so face yoga sort of works the muscles that sort of pull your skin up your face. Mm-hmm. So there are devices that do the same sort of thing. Like I've got a device called a Rio 60-second facelift, and it basically just causes the muscles to contract.
Yeah.
So you put it in certain parts of your face. Like I put it like next to my mouth and it makes me smile like the Joker. And it's and it does work. You know,
okay.
It's like yoga, but like times 20, because it hurts. Like my muscles, like, right up okay. the side of my head. And like, you know, if I do it, I do look lifted. It's just okay. a muscle pulling, literally pulling the skin up. So I guess if you keep okay. doing it, keep doing it, you're going to get this sort of lift effect, which is okay. great. But I'm not very, like, you know, I bought that red light. I'm just not very good at doing these things.
I know. It's just a lot of devices, isn't it? I don't yeah. know if I can be bothered. I'm no. terrible. I'd start something for about a month and then go, yeah.
Yeah, it's like flossing your teeth, isn't it?
It depends if you see results, I guess, doesn't it?
You I know, need to if you see results. To see that, results. Yeah, that yeah. Mm. If it happened the first time, I'd be like, "Oh my god, this is for me. This is my life now."
Yeah. And I just realised I said microdermabrasion when I was talking about my appointment. It wasn't. It was microneedling.
Yeah, I was wondering. I was like, microdermabrasion. Mm-hmm. Don't do that, Natalie. That's a Not bad thing to do.
Is it a bad thing to do?
I think so.
Do you?
I do. Yeah.
Never had it, but
yeah, like I know someone who used to have it done religiously and she was left with really big pores.
Oh my god.
Yeah, because it kind of, you know, like say a pore's got like a, it sort of closes at the surface of the skin. Mm-hmm. It's like smaller at the surface of the skin, say, and then inside there's oil. And deeper into the skin, the pore is bigger. And she kind of sanded her face down.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and she regretted it. She was really sad about it.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's many people who get it done and they're like, you know, you're wrong, it's great. But I don't know, I always remember that girl and think, oh no, don't fancy that.
Okay, yeah, maybe not then. Okay. Yeah. So yeah. Devices then?
Devices, so, maybe. Yeah, so have you seen the new face?
Yes, lots yeah. of people bang on about new face.
Yeah.
They have a mini neck one and a face one.
Yeah.
A smaller one, I guess, for the, like, you know, the jawline area and things like that. I don't know, I've heard good things about them, but are you saying that there's not much in the
there's
way
no
of...
There's no scientific evidence. And, okay. you know, I've searched, and there's another device called the Zip with two eyes. So the new face yeah. is £229 and the Zip is £425.
Okay.
So I've just looked at like bloggers and people writing articles about them online, showing their before and afters and, you know, people using them for 9 months. And I couldn't see any difference between their before and after pictures. Really?
Do you know what would piss me off most about that? It's not the money spent. It's just the bloody time.
Yeah.
Can you imagine looking back after 9 months and going, there's just no difference? I'd be yeah. so annoyed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
I think the person writing the article was like, well, you know, the difference may be subtle, but I can feel the difference and I love it. I'm like, well, cool. That's good.
Okay.
And if you're having a nice time and it's a nice sort of moment for you to massage yes. and feel better, then that's great. That's, you know,
okay
fair knock yourself then. Out and enjoy, you know, if you enjoy something, cool, do it. But yeah. I just don't think I've got that kind of I don't know, tenacity to, yes. to keep that kind of thing up
again, you know? Unless you're going to see results pretty quickly, then I yeah. don't have the time for that. Okay.
Yeah.
So, oh, and the at-home LED device then.
Yeah, so we just talked about that a lot, didn't we?
We did, and I've seen other ones now where they have like almost a bib attached to the LED yeah. face, specifically for the neck area.
Yeah.
So what do you think about that?
Well, you know, same thing, really. You've got to do it every day. And
yeah.
There is evidence that red and near-infrared light can help with aging. But you've got to be, you know, really strict with yourself that you're going to do it regularly.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you can do that, go for it. If you're that kind of guy.
If you are like us and you are way too impatient and want a quick fix, then
there's other things.
Perhaps microneedling might be your person.
Yeah. So microneedling is just like lots of little sharp needles, I suppose, little things that will prick the skin and allow channels for your skincare to soak in deeper, and those micro channels heal and increase the collagen in the skin. So you can get it, you can do it yourself with a derma roller at home, which is less safe than going to a professional. And you can get it done with a roller by a professional or with a sort of automatic sort of electrical pen device. I had one treatment of that at an open evening. Somebody needed to demonstrate and I was like, me. And it was fine. It wasn't that painful, actually. And
wasn't it?
No. And, you know, because it vibrates quite a lot. It kind of took the pain away. It didn't bother me, the pain. And, you know, I was like there at this open evening talking to people, and then I got in the car and I had like droplets of blood all over my face. Good luck. Oh, dear.
Do you know what I would love, though, is after a session of microneedling, rubbing in Niod's neck into my neck afterwards.
Yeah.
I mean, I reckon that would feel lush.
Soak right in. Feel
soaking
salve.
That expensive product right into your body. Okay. So you need obviously a few sessions of that. It's not like a one-off, is it?
No, it's something you need to do regularly. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'd booked a course of six, but I've yet to start. So
okay.
I'll let you know how it goes.
Oh, that's interesting. I quite fancy buying one of the pens to use on patients.
Yeah. It's a really good idea.
Yeah.
So you reckon it's around 150 a treatment? Yeah, which sounds about right, I think.
Yeah.
It's about £120. So HIFU or ultrasound or ultherapy, what does HIFU mean?
So high frequency ultrasound.
Okay.
It is same energy that you have when you get a scan when you're pregnant.
Okay.
And it transmits energy to the deep skin layers and something called the SMAS, the SMAS, which is superficial musculoaponeurotic system, or the SMAS.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so this system below the skin is like fibrous tissue and muscle in a kind of layer. So it transmits heat to that and sort of causes the collagen fibrils to contract. So you get like an immediate tightening, and over the course of a couple of months after the treatment, the cells produce more collagen and you get like a longer term tightening effect. Costs around £600, and you generally get your treatment done once a year.
All right.
So I had this done over a year ago. Yeah, it was after COVID. Yeah, because I booked in when the country went into lockdown, the first lockdown ever. So I had to have it rescheduled. So it's been a while.
Okay.
But it didn't, like the next day, I felt like my jaw was sharp. It was lush. I was like, oh my God.
Right.
Like I was saying to my husband, look at my jawline. And he was like, oh my God, I can see that. It looks different. I'm like, I know. And then it didn't really last. It was like that for about a day. And then...
oh, I thought you were going to say like 6 months, but no, it's a day.
Oh, no. Yeah, I was really hoping for that snatched jawline forever, but it didn't really continue on for very long. And, you know, maybe, you know, my collagen's just built up a little bit and it is tighter and I just can't perceive it, possibly. I don't know,
yeah.
But it wasn't like the wow factor that I hoped for. And that seems to be, you know, what people say, it'll tighten up a little bit, but it's not going to be like, oh my God, I look like a different person. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, most of these sort of lunchtime treatments are a bit like that. They might, you know, you might be the lucky one and get a really good result, but, you know, chances are it's going to be quite a subtle result. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame. And then, so radio frequency
is the same sort of thing. the energy travels into the skin. It's a little bit more shallow, but same thing. It just causes the collagen fibers to contract. But you need more treatment. So if it's about £100 a treatment, you might need 4 or 5 treatments. So the cost is about the same as all therapy, but you need more appointments for the radiofrequency treatment.
All right then.
Yeah.
Fine. And then we were talking about it before, but Botox then. So for the vertical bands under the neck skin.
Yeah.
So that's definitely the best thing for that then, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, just it smooths it out. So, you know, if you're overweight and you've got sort of sagging in the neck, it's not going to do anything for that. But if you're quite thin and you can sort of visualize the muscle layer under the skin. I took a photo of myself earlier on. I'll put it on my Instagram. I don't know if I fancy doing that, but these sort of like cords in your neck. When you lift your head up, you can just see these sort of, your neck isn't as smooth as it once was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. So,
you know, Botox sorts that out. And so you can also put Botox sort of along your jaw. Because, you know, if you sort of pull the corners of your mouth down, you can kind of see these sort of muscles that sort of affect your jawline. So you can you can get those muscles quite nicely and stop that from happening. So you won't be able to turn your mouth downwards at all. You'll be like, just look happy all the time and relax.
Okay, or just nonplussed. Just
just chill. Okay. And that's quite a good thing to do with Botox. Yeah, it doesn't look unnatural either.
Yeah,
it's quite a nice thing to do. Yeah,
okay, good one.
Yeah.
And then so fillers, we're talking about hyaluronic acid fillers then injected around the jawline. So what will that do? So that's just the jowls then, is it?
Yeah, so just smoothing the jawline, making the jawline sort of a bit sharper. It can do that. So Botox costs, I charge £150, and it lasts 3 months. There's fillers, that's more like £300, and it lasts a year.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
And I've done it before where I've done both. So Botox and fillers to just sort of get a bit more out of it.
Okay.
But yeah,
and it'll work for results.
Yeah, it'll work for certain cases, you know, if things are severe, then it's probably not going to be marked. But yeah, for mild and sort of moderate sagging and loss of elasticity, then they do work.
Good.
Have you heard of Profhilo?
Yes, lots of people bang on about Profhilo, but they always call it a filler. I've noticed. Not. Yeah, I know, but it's funny that people will say Profhilo fillers a lot.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of, it's hyaluronic acid that's injected into your face. So it is sort of same sort of thing, but it doesn't have any, it's like a water. It's totally fluid.
Okay.
So it doesn't sort of change the shape of your skin or face.
Right.
At all. It just sort of dissolves into the skin. But it's meant to improve skin quality by hydrating and stimulating collagen production.
Right. And you said here that you would need 2 treatments 1 month apart that cost about £700. So how long would the effects of that last for then, for Profhilo?
Well, you know, it's in the sort of region of months.
Okay. Because that's quite an expensive treatment then, isn't it? If you're talking, it has the same sort of...
Sometimes it doesn't do anything at all.
Oh, really? Oh, Jesus. Yeah. I'd be annoyed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you can get it cheaper than that. You know, that's just, I Googled it to sort of see what people are charging, and that's what came up.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay. So that one would be out for me. I think I'd probably go
bother
the fillers. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then we talked about Kybella is the product name, but we call it Aqualix here. So those are for fat dissolving. So this is much more for double chin issues then, isn't it?
If you've got like a sort of fatty pouch under your chin, which some people have, you can just remove it by injecting this type of acid into the fat, and it kind of destroys it. and dissolves it permanently. It doesn't come back. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, apparently.
Right. And you said that you may need three treatments and it costs around £300.
And apparently it's very painful and very swollen for about a week after.
I mean, that sounds absolutely hideous. Fat dissolving acid.
Yeah.
I don't really know if I like the sound of that. But actually, sometimes the double chin, it's nothing to do with the amount of weight that you have on you.
No.
For some people, it's just...
It's just there.
They have that. It's not like some... Have you noticed my video is like... My screen is going different colours.
Yeah, I was like, oh, you're blue a minute ago.
Yeah. It's very strange. Sorry. So that is something to think about, but that does sound... So that's quite painful and quite a bit of downtime by the sounds of it.
Yeah, so about a week. But, you know, I guess if you've just got one of those pockets of fat that just gets on your nerves, I can see that, you know, it's a good treatment for that. Because, you know, it's not a surgery, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next one kind of makes me feel sick.
Yeah.
Threads.
What you mean?
Just the word barbs. I don't like it.
Under your skin. Thread lifts.
I don't want barbs under my skin. I don't know. I possibly would do this though, actually, I have to say. Just makes me the description is a bit.
It's gross, isn't it?
So you're inserting dissolvable threads under your skin, but generally they're little barbs that catch onto the tissues. When the thread is pulled taut, it tightens the skin and pulls it up. Oh my God.
It sounds awful.
The results can be subtle and generally last around 6 months.
It's not long enough for something gross like that.
It's not for the amount of pain. It just sounds very painful.
Yeah.
Oh, and some complications include puckering of the skin, and that's not really something I'd potentially want to risk, really.
No.
And that costs between £300 to £700. But threads are quite common, aren't they?
Yeah.
I see a lot of thread lifts.
I've been asked for it quite a lot, and I'm like, I haven't done, you know, I'm not, I've learned about it, but I haven't done the training. But
around
I
where?
Don't...
Like, where? Like in the jawline? Or?
Jawline, yeah. Just sort of like, you know, people who've got like lines next to their mouth. They just want to pull things up just a little tiny bit. They don't want a facelift, but they just want just a little lift. I can see why you'd want to do it. But if it's painful and unpleasant having it done and it only lasts 6 months and after that it's gone, the effects are gone, can you have it every 6 months? Would you want to? I don't know. I don't know if it sounds great.
No, I don't. I don't really. Even if I could afford to do that, I just think that's quite a lot of pain and trauma for your face to go through twice a year.
Yeah.
I don't know. Could be wrong. Let us know if you've had threads, anyone.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be really interesting to find out. If anybody's had any of these things, we'd love to hear all about it.
Yes.
Yeah. This is just my opinion. So, you know, you might be shouting and going, what is she on about? Threads are amazing.
My threads look amazing. I love my barbs under my skin. They've been brilliant. I'm just jealous. I would get it done if I had the money. But like I said, it's not. That's quite a lot for, you know.
Yeah, I'd probably try anything, let's face it.
Yeah, same. I noticed that, I think it's like really common knowledge that is it Ariana Grande? She had something done. Can you get threads done around the upper eye? And it wasn't the fox lift ones, those dreadful ones, but it was something, but literally for about 6 months, one of her eyebrows was about a centimeter higher than the other. I don't know. It's either lots of photos taken over a short period of time or it was over a long period of time, but it seemed like she had it for quite a while. Perhaps it was Botox. But she's got her eyebrows really stand out. So it became very, very obvious when one was higher than the other. And I just wondered what it was. Perhaps it was Botox.
It could be.
Last but not least, then on our neck treatment is just good old fashioned surgery.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're talking about all these things that cost £700 and may work, and you know, you're still going to be in pain and you've got to pay for it, and then a year later you're going to be paying again, when you can just pay £4,000 and have something that's going to work and will leave you looking better, and
for
you know,
a very long time, I imagine.
Yeah, it'll be sort of, you know, a permanent change to your appearance. And if it's something that really, really bothers you, I don't think there's any problem with spending that money and getting it done properly, because, you know, you can arse around with these sort of half-hearted things that may help a little bit. But if it's really getting you down, then go for it.
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Okay.
I possibly would be really scared on the neck.
Yeah, I'm too scared. You know, I always swore that I was going to get a nose job when I was younger.
No, you've got a lovely nose.
I was going to. I was, you know, so I couldn't wait to go and get my nose job.
Don't you think that's every most young girl's thing, that at one time of their life they've hated their noses, though?
I guess so. I don't know.
You've got a lovely, what about your nose did you want to
It's asymmetrical. It gets on my nerves. There's like a bump on this side that I don't, that's not on the other side. And it kind of it looks like it points that way, as if I've broken it. And I don't think I've broken my nose.
I would never ever have noticed that.
No, nobody, it's only me that ever sees it. Nobody else has ever said, oh, look, your funny nose, it's weird.
Yeah.
No, so I've got and I just thought of, you know, all the things that could go wrong, and decided, nah, it's not ever going to happen. I'm not going to do it.
I love watching Botched. Did you ever used to watch?
Oh
Botched?
Yeah, it's a great program. Yeah,
just I've watched hundreds of nose jobs on Botched, and it's
so much.
I don't
can
think
go
I've
wrong.
Ever managed to watch the whole thing and not take my eyes off the screen.
Yeah,
it's when he gets his little mini hammer out. I just think, oh my goodness. But they always look incredible afterwards.
Yeah, those doctors are really good. I can't remember their names.
Oh, they're so cool. Nassif, Dr. Nassif, and Dubro.
They sort of tease each other constantly.
Yeah. Yes, they're brilliant. Yeah. So, you know, you've been through then quite a few different paths that you can take if you do want to correct anything about your neck. What would you say that the one thing that you would choose to do you think, out of all of those possibles?
I think do all of them. Do a bit of everything, because your neck's got so many different layers that are going wrong, like your muscles going wrong and the fibrous tissue starting to sag, and your neck probably wrinkly as well. So
yeah,
if you throw everything at it, then you're gonna look better. So
yes,
get the fillers, get the Botox, use the skincare, and it's gonna improve. And maybe you won't feel like you need a neck lift if you improve it a little bit, and it makes you feel better, you know.
Yeah definitely.
But if you know, if you're feeling really bad about it, then go and chat to a surgeon. Go and find a clinician that's experienced and has, you know, treated lots of people and knows what they're talking about, and get some opinions.
Okay. So you included a couple of pictures in the blurb that you sent me. So it's of a before and after of a lady who you treated. So what did you do for this person, and what was her sort of concern?
So she didn't like that she looked sad and her jawline was sagging, and she felt like she was a happy person inside, but her lower face made her look sad.
And it's what they call like the marionette lines then, is it? When they lead from the outer corners of your mouth down the chin and you do look sad. You look unhappy, don't you?
When you have it makes them. You look sad.
Okay.
So, you know, I spoke to her about skincare and recommended tretinoin, and we popped some Botox in her depressors, they call them, so the muscles that pull the corners of your lips down, so you're no longer able to pull them down yourself. And I put fillers underneath the corners of her mouth to sort of push the corners physically up, get rid of those wrinkles that sort of lead down from the corners of the mouth, and then filler right on that, you know, notch to smooth out the jawline.
I was going to say the difference to the notch in the before and after is really good, isn't it? In that after picture is really, really good. And also her sort of marionette line is not there at all in the after pictures. So that's really cool.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, it was fun. And she looked happier when she came in. You know, she was smiling, but she wasn't able to do anything else because I paralyzed her.
So for her, obviously, because that's Botox, then that's going to be relatively, she's going to have that relatively regularly.
Every 3 months. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So know, it's something that you're sort of buying into. There's no, you know, there is a point in doing it once because you look nice for 3 months, but you know, you're committing yourself.
And is it the case that the more often that you have Botox, the less often you may need it? Like, are you building up the amount of Botox in your face? And so therefore you could leave
it? It's not that you build it up. It's that your muscles atrophy. So they thin out and your brain kind of loses the ability to do whatever it is because it doesn't work. It's tried 700 times and it wasn't able to do it. So it sort of forgets about it as an option. Like Botox my frown area only. And I don't know if I've still got Botox in there because I just don't frown. Like it's been so long that I've been doing it that I don't frown because I don't. Like I wasn't able to for 7 years. So now I can't remember the last time I had Botox and I, you know, the muscles there were just wasted away to nothing. So they don't really work. It's wicked.
Wow. Yeah, that is great. I really need it in mine because I'm scowling a lot of the computer screen.
We can sort you out.
Yes, you must sort me out. I need to book in. I need to get my dental bleach gel or whatever you ordered for me as well.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. I'm just drinking too much coffee and my teeth are not the colour that they should be.
They look blindingly white over this.
They do on screen, but they're really not blindingly white. When I lived in Paris and all I ate were cigarettes. And espressos. All I did was smoke and drink espressos like a true Parisienne.
Oh my God, how chic.
I had to just come back home to the dentist at Christmas and she was like, what the fuck have you been doing?
Oh, you're joking. Like,
it was so, so stained. It was really, really bad. I was like, okay. So knocked those things on the head.
Proper French cigarettes.
Oh, yeah, I think they probably were. I don't know. I can't remember. Gauloise Blonde. Like a true Parisian, I know.
Yeah.
Back when we were young and stupid. Oh, that was really informative.
Good.
I still don't know what I'm going to do. Microneedling, I'd really like to try, I think, that course.
Yeah.
Failing that, a filler.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tricky, isn't it? Because, you know, when is it going to be the day that you decide you're going to phone up and book in your neck lift? You know, are you ever going to do it? You're not, are you? You know, it's scary.
Yes, it is scary. Yeah, you just don't. Yeah. I'm procrastinating too much as well. It's like getting tattoos done, isn't it? You're like, you just think about it for 15 years and then just decide not to do it.
I know. My 18-year-old niece was like, oh, I'm going to get I booked in for a tattoo. She turns 18 in October and she's booking in for a tattoo in October.
Oh, amazing.
Whoa, man. You know, I've always wanted one and I'm still thinking about it and I'm 41.
What's she having done?
I think it's just a little word, just something small and pretty.
Small and cute.
Yeah. I was like, good. Well, go for it.
Yeah, that's what I think. Go for it. And, you know, I've got two probably, you know, quite shit ones that I will never, ever regret because they just make me happy. So it doesn't matter.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
No, do it.
And get that neck lift. Get that tattoo, get that neck lift.
Do whatever makes you happy.
Exactly. All right, that was Brill.
It was fab.
Thank you.
Cool.
Yeah, what should we talk about next?
I don't know, the world's our oyster. I still mean to do the parabens one.
Oh, yeah, I really want to talk about parabens.
Yeah.
I do really want to talk about them. There was something else that someone suggested and I can't remember. I'll have a look at it. But yeah, parabens definitely.
Mm.
I'd love to just week by week tackle each of the suspicious six or the evil 12 or whatever, you know.
Yeah, like is silicon bad?
Yeah.
Is, you know, what was it called? Mineral oil bad?
I was going to say petroleum products.
Yeah.
Are they really evil? And actually, there's been another SPF recall, isn't there?
Oh, really?
Aerosol ones, yeah. Oh, God, it's a big brand, big brand. Not Korean, think perhaps American.
Oh, no.
Yeah, if I find out, I'll put it on my page. But, it's something to do with the aerosol.
Yeah, because, you know,
part of it.
If you read the ingredients on an aerosol SPF, it sounds pretty nasty.
It does, and it's something to do with benzene. That is
benzene,
all I...
Yeah,
that's all I'm aware of. I wish I knew. Can you find...
Johnson & Johnson recalls 5 Neutrogena Aveeno sunscreen products.
Shit.
It's a paywall. I'm not allowed to read that. carcinogen traces were found. Yeah, so there's a bunch... Neutrogena mainly, Beach Defense, Cool Dry Sport, Invisible Daily Defense, Ultra Sheer, and Aveeno Protect and Refresh Aerosol Sunscreen benzene. Yeah.
Benzene.
Long term exposure to high levels of benzene. Yeah. So there might be benzene in aerosol sunscreens.
It's
a little bit alarming because I use it on my children when they're running away.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, no, it's just another one to be wary of, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it makes sense. They stink and their ingredients sound awful. So,
Yeah. Okay, dear. Well, thank you for listening to us.
And come and follow us on Skincare with Friends on Instagram, Skincare with Friends Facebook group. Like and subscribe, comment. it almost doesn't need saying, does it?
No. Just thanks for listening to us. I love getting the stats and seeing where you guys all live.
Oh yeah. Shall I have a little look now?
Oh yeah, do it. I love it.
Yeah, so we can see where our skincare friends are. Okay, so our top locations in the world, Schaumburg. Do you know where that is?
Nope.
It's in America. Watford in London, St. Paul in America. Clain in Ireland, Brisbane, Australia, Dublin, Sydney, Amsterdam, Philadelphia, Brooklyn, Cape Town, Calgary, Berlangen, Toronto. It's so cool, isn't it?
It is.
Places I never heard of. I love it.
I know. Maybe one day we could do a tour. Do this for 3 more years and build up enough listeners.
Oh my God.
Wow, yeah, amazing.
That'd be brilliant.
That just reminds me of when we went, Nia and I went to see our second favorite podcast after ourselves, which is Last Podcast on the Left, and they came to Bristol, and it just reminded me of 23andMe then when Marcus, we did a backstage meet and greet, and Marcus said, I took a DNA test and I'm 99% English, and I was like, oh, congratulations, we're from Cardiff and here are some Welsh cakes.
Yeah, we're not English.
Not
That's very... so sweet, though.
I know. That was 2 years ago, almost.
Yeah.
Mad.
It was. Yeah, the baby that was in the van at the time is 2 years old.
Oh, my God, the baby in the van. That was so cool that your husband came to pick us up late at night with babies in a van.
Yeah, because I was scared, because the baby was really small, 4 months old, and I was quite nervous about going away for lots and lots of hours, and leaving my solely breastfed baby with a babysitter or even Max, because I think you're a bit mental after you have a baby. I just couldn't think of leaving it. So Max had to stay outside the venue in the van with the baby asleep on top of him.
And he did.
He did, yeah, it was fine.
We all had a fun drive home and we got quite sloshed, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, it was great.
And a man in the audience got so drunk next to me that he fell asleep on
my shoulder.
He missed the whole thing.
He just fell asleep at the beginning.
He fell asleep at the beginning and I couldn't move. But also what I didn't realise is that he was slowly, he had what I now know was a vodka Red Bull in his hand, and he was slowly pouring it down my leg. But I had a pleather pencil skirt on, so luckily it didn't stain.
Just cascaded off your pleather.
It's weird, I feel quite cold on my left leg. And I was like, oh God, don't do that. Like, I still didn't have the heart to wake him up though.
That's very nice of you. I would have been like, will you piss off?
His girlfriend was very pissed off. And actually, I don't even think it was his girlfriend. I think that was a date that didn't go any further.
Oh my God, that was a date, do you reckon?
I've got a feeling, because if that was your boyfriend, you would just be like, come on,
wake up, love.
And like fall asleep on my breast if you're going to fall asleep. Right. Don't fall asleep on this random woman. And I don't think she was to be seen afterwards. So yeah, I think that was a pretty short relationship.
He did. He slept it off. He missed the entire thing. I remember him like afterwards at the meet and greet walking and talking. I'm like, what is the point of spending all that money?
Did he actually pay for the meet and greet then?
I think he did, yeah.
So he's sure awake for that. That's okay.
Yeah. 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 There is that.
I'd love to meet and greet all of our listeners.
You know, well, should we just go to the pub and tell people where we're going to be in the pub and would they like to come for a drink with us?
Yeah, I'd love that. But the pub would have to be like in somewhere central in the UK.
Yeah. It'll have to be in Cardiff to begin with, surely.
Yeah.
See if anyone turns up to that and then we can go to London.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Let's do it. Yeah, I need to visit to the SEM shop. Need to go visit.
Yes.
Thank you guys for listening. We love you.
Take care. Thanks for listening. See you soon. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.